I'm chasing down a memory of the way things used to be. Kids playing underneath an old street light, knowing they were safe when they laid down at night. I'm looking for something I ain't seen in a while. I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone, long gone. But I know somebody please tell me where. I'm looking for America. I'm searching for an old church steeple where inside you'll find people who live their lives unashamed and ain't afraid to say God's name out loud. I'm out here looking for the truth. A few folks to wave the red, white, and blue. Still believe freedom isn't free. And I guess it's up to you and me to find it. Yeah, we gotta find it. 'Cause we're looking for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day.
Hey, this is Gary Mason with the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, wishing you and yours and all the crew a Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. On behalf of the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame and all of our Hall of Fame members, have a great one and ho, ho, ho.
So now we honor you as legends, legends of the outdoors.
Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com. Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Awesome Saturday morning. Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks for riding through the break. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, with the Vogler Vogler, Peanut, Matty G, in the Bunker Midwest Outdoors Studios.
Live mobile on demand.
Yes, indeed. We've got a great guest coming up in just a minute. I'm still laughing at Matty G with his nose over there. We're going to talk about a new book, Vogler Vogler. What do you think? Think we ought to do this?
We talked a little bit
about this guy a while ago. The life story of Jim Zumbo was written by K.G. Houtman and Ford with Patrick F. McManus. Cover design, Michael Tabor. Copyright, Fish Marketing. Jim Zumbo had it made, a renowned hunting editor with a major outdoor magazine, that was Outdoor Life, for decades. Jim enjoyed adventures. But you know what? I don't like that. What I like is what these other guys that I know wrote. Here's one here. Listen to this one. You ready, Vogler Vogler?
Yeah.
Wake Peanut up. She needs to hear this.
Wake up, Peanut.
And get in closer to the fire. Get in closer to the fire. Here we go. In Zumbo, the sometimes rocky. You have any music for this? Can you find me some music for this? This is great. Some music. In Zumbo, the sometimes rocky, always interesting climb.
Perfect.
Up the... No, save the intro. Never mind. In Zumbo, I'm sorry. Miscommunication. Glamour and fame out of outdoor journalism, replaced it with the reality of hard work, near constant travel, and personal sacrifices. His fall from grace made a man a better man. Great storytelling skills to highlight living legend in the outdoor industry. That's from J. Wayne Fears, award-winning outdoor writer. I know, Jay. I'll have to ask him about this. I want him to tell me the real story. Let's see. In K.J. Houtman's Zumbo came with aromas. It would remind you of campfire smoke, trout frying on an open fire, and steaming cowboy coffee. My goodness. And it goes on and on and on. And that's from Larry Wysoon. And I know both these gentlemen and I will sit down at the SHOT Show and talk to them about this. Let's play a little intro. Let's not beat this guy up too bad. He's kind of
a special guy. We answered to no one for a brief, precious time. Hunting is a perfect escape. We are free. We answered to no one. For a brief, precious time, we leave civilization behind, challenging the elements, the quarry, and seeing a new morning born. My name is Jim Zumbo. This is my world.
And if you wonder why I quit reading that last piece, it's because Matty G had a tear running down his face. It was really sad, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah. Let's run out and grab Jim Zumbo, then we're going to introduce our next guest. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show, buddy.
Good morning, Ray.
Hey, you. Great to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's great to be able to speak.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And there's so many things I'd like to say, but we can't say it on radio from some of the roads me and you have traveled.
Let's not talk about our past experiences.
All right, we'll just leave it at that. I will tell you, and you'll know, and you'll laugh. Somebody asked me the other day about you, and I said, all I can tell you, for the many years that I introduced Jim Zumbo, every time he walked on the stage, he said something really nice to me. You remember those days?
I sure do, yeah. Because you're just one of the last few good men, you know.
God love you, Jimmy. We had Jerry on earlier. We talked about you a little bit. Okay, Christine K.J. Houtman is on the line with us as well. Hey, Christine, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think about this Zumbo guy, Christine?
Well, he's such an amazing fellow, and I enjoyed getting to know him and his family better as we spent the last 2.5 years on this project, so it was great.
God love you. You must be a saint putting up with this guy.
He is.
As well as his wife, Madonna.
Yeah. Oh, Madonna. God bless her. Oh, Jimmy boy, Jimmy boy. Tell us about your book, brother.
Well, as Christine said, it was 2.5 years in the making, and I met her at a PUMA conference, and she had written some novels about a young boy named Gus who continually got in trouble, and harmless trouble, and I was very kind of fascinated because I'd written a bunch of stuff and I don't know how to write fiction, so I just asked her how that all happened, and we sat down, and one thing happened after another, and I received an award at the SHOT Show that kind of made all the black clouds go away, and I told her, let's write this book.
Awesome.
So that's in a nutshell how it happened.
Well, how's the reviews going with this, Christine? What are you hearing about the book out there?
Well, I heard you read a little bit from J. Wayne Fiers and Larry Wysoon and talk about two incredible writers in the outdoor industry. I've really been thankful for the great reviews we've been getting from the outdoor press. The book is only a few weeks on the market, and they're selling well at Amazon, so I'm anxious to start getting the general public and readers' reviews as well.
Oh, I can't wait to write a review. You're going to love this one, Christine.
No.
So, Jimmy, you tell the whole story from the start to the finish, and a little bit of a black cloud, like you mentioned earlier, went on in your life. Tell us just a little bit about that, brother.
All the way from when I was in diapers all the way to now. Yeah, it was basically, you know, it's a chronicle of my life and what had happened when I was a teenager, why I decided to go to forestry school, how I got into writing. By the way, which happened over a case of beer. I won a bet.
Awesome.
And just sort of the whole deal, the inside story. And it was fun. But there were times when I couldn't figure out what happened in what year or even what decade. So I had to go back to some old slides and look at dates on them. But it's done now, and she's done a fantastic job. She really has.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Yeah, I'm seeing good stuff. You're all over Facebook. I see the book popping up quite a bit on Facebook. And, I go to the mailbox every day with a big tear in my eye still looking for my copy. I haven't seen one yet, but, you know, hopefully someday, you know, maybe if I know the right people, maybe now that I got Christine on the phone on the show with me, maybe I get a copy of the book so I can review it for you.
If you know anything about social media, there's a thing called texting. Text me your address and you'll get a damn book.
We're keeping Jim Zumbo away from the social media. How's that?
That a girl. Bless you. There you go. Yeah. This
I'm
is
trying
awesome.
To figure out how to email still. That's only 25 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Vulgar Vogler, anything you'd like to say?
Well,
Mr.
I'm
Zumbo?
So glad I followed your recovery from your heart situation. And
yes.
I love it that you didn't like that one power unit that I had on Facebook. You go, no, I'm still doing it the old time way with an axe.
He's a woodcutter now. He's the original woodcutter.
It's good exercise. That's about the only exercise I get because I'm not climbing the mountains as much as I used to anymore.
Well, none of us are, Jimmy. None of us.
I still climb them. Got an elk yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. So, congratulations. That was awesome. Looked good.
Thank you.
Good stuff. So, Christine, where can our listeners get a copy of this book?
It's at Amazon, so it's easy to search for Zumbo by K.J. Houtman. And we do have a website that will lead them to Amazon if it's easier to find it. It's ZumboTheBook.com. zumbotobook.com.
Zumbotobook.com.
Ooh, I like that.
So, Christine, what was the most interesting part of this entire project of yours when you had to deal with Mr. Zumbo?
Oh, goodness.
I'm putting you on the spot, Adi.
Dealing with Mr. Zumbo. Well, really, the process of learning someone's life was just, I mean, I've written fiction before, and I did write one other adult nonfiction that was a very different type of book with a friend and colleague, Bill Miller. But this was different to not be able to take on the story unless he told me what was going to happen next. I mean, I really needed to get it from him. And so I found that when we would ride in his truck together, with him driving and me listening and taking notes, and we had the privacy to just let him talk and nobody interrupting, and we could have a road trip with 8 or 10 hours under our belt, that was when I really got him to just relax and tell me more.
Yeah.
And it was from that that we were able to create the three different parts of this book, which I think is how we organized it. The first part is the part that I wrote first. It's the beginning of this guy from New York, this Italian from New York, and his journey to the day that he got the phone call that we have a place for you full-time at Outdoor Life magazine.
Awesome.
And that was quite a journey because he'd had a couple degrees in forestry and wildlife conservation, and so now it was time to leave his government job.
Yep.
And the second part that I wrote, which is actually the third part of the book, is the blog and the fallout and his life and his work since then. And that, too, was something that we knew absolutely we had to cover. And then the third part of the book was really where we could pick and choose on his outdoor adventures, whether they were with the guided hunt with an Inuit guide up in the Arctic Circle or in South America for red stag or in South Africa. And he talked about his leopard hunt and what it meant for him that he never got that leopard back. He got the animal in Africa, but it was lost. He never got it. And so it's just different things that cropped up that we were able to put in the book.
All right. Well, thank you, Christine. Jimmy, thank you. Congratulations on the book. We're getting some break here. We got to get out of here, brother.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Can we get
awesome.
Back on?
Yeah, we'll get him back on.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll get him back on. Hey, there's a thing called a text he just told me about, so we'll be able to get a hold of him, All right, thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, Christine. Right. Have a great weekend. Hey, Merry Christmas, guys, and congratulations again on the book.
Okay.
All right, we need to go to break. You listen to 590 The Fan, KFNS. We'll see you all on the other side.